This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. What can colleges and universities do to reduce sexual assault and other forms of violence on campus? Kalamazoo College is offering training designed to decrease dating violence, stalking, and sexual assault. Jessica Sonnenberg-Ward is assistant registrar at Kalamazoo College, and she is here to tell us about Green Dot Training at K College and elsewhere. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Gordon.
What exactly is Green Dot? How does it work?
Yeah, so Green Dot is established to respond to a problem that exists within our community. So we know that power-based personal violence, and when I say that, I mean relationship violence, stalking, and sexual assault. We know that no matter the number of power-based personal violence happening, the rate is too high. So there are a lot of different data points out there that talk about how much violence is happening in the community. So some of those common ones are 1 in 4 women who are college age are victims of sexual assault. And we know that those rates are higher for transgendered individuals. And what we seek to do with Green Dot is to look at those numbers, that problem of so many people being harmed, and figure out a way to prevent it. So in a lot of trainings regarding sexual violence prevention, it focuses on teaching men not to rape and teaching women not to get raped. And so Green Dot kind of flips the switch on that and says, well, there are all these other people that are in the community that are watching signs of power-based personal violence happening. So what can we do to influence those people to step in when they notice things happening? So Green Dot focuses on that problem and teaches people specific skills to respond to violence.
Is there significance to the color green?
Yes, there is. So imagine a map, let's say for this instance, Kalamazoo. So anytime there is an instance of violence occurring in the community, it puts a red dot on the map. So this could be a partner hitting their partner in the parking lot of Meijer. It could be someone at a local bar continuously hitting on another person, even though they are not responding to them. And it could be a number of other instances of violence that's occurring. And so all of those instances are those red dots on the map. And what Green Dot teaches is that there are little interventions that you can do to prevent those violent activities from happening. So, for instance, in that parking lot at Meijer, you could go into the security guard and say, I noticed this happening. Could you go out and approach the situation for me? That would be a green dot. You've noticed something bad happening, and you've done something to put a green dot on the map to potentially prevent that harm from happening, stopping that harm in the moment.
So when you talk about going into the security guard, that one instance, one example that you're giving there, the person who is intervening is not doing so directly, is not doing so in such a way that they might end up in a physical altercation themselves. Is part of the training here that you can intervene and do it in a way which is safe for yourself as well?
Exactly. So part of what Green Dot teaches is how to intervene in situations, being aware of your barriers that exist. So when I say barriers, I mean there are things that can prevent you from intervening into things. They can be physical barriers like your size or maybe your gender appearance. And it could be something like a personality trait, like being shy or introverted. And it could also be something like a cultural barrier, like you would not ever call the police for something for help, or you would think, oh, that's not my business. And so what Green Dot is really great at is knowing that there are barriers that exist for all people, and it teaches you how to understand your barriers and then figure out the different ways that you can intervene that work for you. So there are three different intervention styles that Green Dot talks about. That is being direct, delegating, and distracting, so that you can intervene in situations. So being direct would be like going up to the person that's causing harm and saying something, or saying something directly to the person that's experiencing the harm. delegating would be checking in with the people around you, asking if they see what you see. But also, it could be calling the police or calling campus security if you're on a college campus. And then distracting is pretty interesting, I think, because it completely ignores what's happening, and you just basically create a diversion. So maybe you honk your horn in that parking lot of Meijer, or, you know, do something else that is distracting in that situation.
Rattle cans.
Right? There you, right. I mean, if you have some cans, I guess.
So how extensive is the training? How long does it take?
Yeah. So the training for students is a 6-hour training. And the reason that it's so in-depth is because it takes a long time to have people practice intervening. It can be really nerve-wracking to step up in instances where harm is happening, because we do have to protect ourselves and we have to find ways that we can keep ourselves safe. So there is a 6-hour training for students, but then we also offer overview trainings that are about an hour long.
Is there also a recognition part of this, that perhaps people have in the past walked past something and not connected the dots right away, that is a sign of trouble, that is a situation which does represent violence within a relationship?
I think that is so spot on. So there are many times where we see something that we've not noticed that it was a problem until we've actually seen it happen. And I think that what's really great about Green Dot is it's not about being successful with every intervention that you do. It's just understanding that when you can do something, right? And I think a lot of times as humans, we want to be successful in everything that we do, but sometimes you may not acknowledge, like you said, that violence is happening. And that's part of what is really great about the training too, is it talks about the different types of violence that happens that can lead up to some of the more major violence. So like stalking, it can talk about, we have norms in our culture where you Facebook stalk someone because you just want to get to know them and you're really interested. But there is a point, right, where that crosses a line. And I think we both can relate that if you're obsessively checking somebody's Facebook every day to see what they're up to, that's beginning to start signs of stalking. And so I think that's what's really great about the program, is it talks about how there are some shades of gray, essentially, when it comes to violence, and it can be difficult to know when to intervene.
And some of the things that you have mentioned are not necessarily physical violence.
No, not at all.
You know, stalking, assuming it stays at a certain level, is not necessarily physical violence,
right,
but it is troubling.
Yeah, because it can be really intimidating to have somebody either continuously texting, calling, Facebook messaging you, for instance, following you around your campus to every class that you're going to, maybe showing up at your house all the time. That can be really intimidating. And so we need to recognize that those are unacceptable behaviors and figure out ways that we can intervene and call out that person that we see what they're doing.
What do we know about the track record of Green Dot in terms of the colleges and universities and maybe even other institutions where it's been implemented?
Yeah, so Green Dot is a really great program that's been acknowledged and had a lot of research done about it. It can reduce the amount of violence that's happening in the community. For instance, Anchorage, Alaska adopted the program, and they were the city, not like a college or anything like that. The city adopted it, and they were able to reduce violence by a significant amount. I don't have the exact number, but I think it was like 50% or something really astronomical. And so what the data suggests is when you implement the strategy and you continuously work on teaching people these skills, it is able to reduce the rates of violence that's happening on your campus.
So how many students are you hoping to have trained by the time you get through this next session?
Yeah, so we have 4 trainings planned for the next year, and we are hoping to get about 20% of the population. So that would be around like 150 to 200 students we're hoping for. And after that, we'll start doing a little bit of some shorter trainings for students. But yeah, that's what we're hoping for.
So this is particularly for the Kalamazoo College campus. But you mentioned that Anchorage, Alaska did this actually for the city of Anchorage. So if someone out there hears this and says, hey, this sounds kind of interesting, but I don't go to Kalamazoo College and I don't work at Kalamazoo College, you know, what are some things that people in the community might do if they think that Green Dot sounds like something which they think is going to be better for the community?
Yeah. Well, we would love this to be something that could blow up in our own community. And so we would love if people are interested in the strategy and interested in implementing it to get in contact with us. Green Dot does have a specific community intervention program, which looks different than a college campus intervention program. What's really great about Green Dot is they come in and they set you up to be successful for your constituent group. So they give us basically two manuals to be able to implement this into our community. And so I would say that it'd be really important to get in contact with Green Dot to be able to get some people trained in the strategy. And then we could work together to see, I mean, I would love to see this be something that the whole community can adopt and start to learn about.
You were at another school where Green Dot was implemented, correct?
Yes. So I worked at the University of Puget Sound in Tacoma, Washington, and they had implemented the program there, and it was just a part of the culture by the time I got there. So the orientation leaders would talk about it and do not skits, but they would do readings about it. And they were some of the campus influencers. So it was really impactful. And it was just language that the community knew. So people knew to step up when things were happening. They knew to look out for each other. And they knew to say things to prevent the violence that was happening in the community. It was wonderful.
Jessica, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Jessica Sonnenberg-Ward is Assistant Registrar at Kalamazoo College. Links with more information about Green Dot training can be found at WMUK.org. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.